listen to part of a lecture in a biology class.
Okay, so we've been discussing how living things are classified, and now we're going to take a look at animals. Specifically, I want to start with, our own species, Homo sapiens. A bit of a background on that name itself, as you might remember, we've talked about how Carolus Linnaeus had this idea to categorize plants and animals according to their similarities. So, Linnaeus is the one who named our species Homo sapiens, literally, wise man. Sometimes it's a little difficult to understand why he called us that, isn't it? Anyway, he also decided that we, of course, had to be ranked above all the other animals. So the group we fit in, the order, is called primates. Comes from Latin, means first in rank. Alright, today I want to talk a bit about the order of primates, how they're defined, what families make up the order, that kind of thing. With special focus on the simians. There are simians and prosimians in the primate order. Prosimians obviously come before simians, hence the prefix pro. They come before them in time. They're less evolved than the simians, I guess you could say. Anyway, that doesn't matter too much now because I'm not going to talk about prosimians today. Okay, let's see. There are 6 natural groupings of primates. The first 3 are the prosimians that we won't cover today. So the other 3 are simians. Simians include New World monkeys, Old World monkeys, and finally apes and humans. But wait, before I go into any detail about the simians, I'd better give you a general idea of what characteristics define the primates. Probably the most important thing is that all primates are, or were at one time, tree dwellers. They lived in trees. So they have some characteristics that are essential, well, that are at least helpful if you're going to live in a tree. 5 digits on the end of each limb, not tree limb, I'm talking about the primates, their arms and legs, of course, and opposable thumbs. That means that the thumb can be placed opposite each finger. Try to do that with your middle finger and index finger. You can't. Some primates, but not us, have opposable toes too. This opposability, if you will, in combination with all the fingers and toes, makes primates particularly well-suited for grasping branches. And another thing about those fingers and toes, those digits, they've got pads on the ends that are filled with nerves. So they're good sense organs. Hot, cold, rough, smooth, slippery, wet, dry, soft, hard, you get the picture. So what else would help if you're living in a tree? Well, good vision, good sight. Primates have a better developed sense of sight than they do a sense of smell. Compared to other animals, dogs for instance, primates can't track scents too well. Those eyes, being so important, are protected by a circle of bone. Unlike dogs, primates have eyes that look forward. A dog's eyes look sideways. So looking forward means that at some point in front of us, the fields of view of the 2 eyes overlap. The primate brain uses this overlap to produce depth perception. And how is depth perception helpful? Well, when you're moving through the forest, on the ground, or from branch to branch, tree to tree, that depth perception is real useful. Okay, digits on the ends of limbs, opposability, sense organs on the digits, sharp eyesight. Oh, one more, the brain. Primate brains are large relative to body size, and they're more complex. And another special thing about primates, after a pregnancy that lasts for several months, the female primate usually has 1 baby, just 1 offspring at a time. And that baby needs a lot of care. It grows slowly and really depends on its mother. And that's actually good because that's what lets primates develop complicated social organizations. That long period of dependency is used to socialize the babies into primate society and to teach them to pass down knowledge from the, prior generation. Before we call it a day, I want to point out a couple of things about apes and humans. Why that group is separated from the other 5, the group we're in. It's based on morphology. That's an organism's form and structure. Apes and humans have barrel-shaped chests. We're relatively large, with comparatively large brains. And, of course, one of the most visible differences, unlike the other two groups of simians, and all three groups of prosimians, apes and humans are missing something, a tail.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer.